and my old regrets and let them go. I want to learn how to say a lot more yes and a lot less no. Girl, I want to dance and shout and love out loud.
Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Victor Okendo. The White House announced Israel has agreed to humanitarian pauses in Gaza to allow civilians to flee from North Gaza to the south. Pauses will occur 4 hours every day starting today. President Biden, before leaving for Illinois, telling reporters he asked Israel's prime minister for the pauses.
We're hopeful. Things are moving along.
Talks are ongoing with the U.S., Israel, Egypt, and Qatar, a go-between with Hamas, to secure the release of the 239 hostages being held by Hamas. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
We're obviously still working at this literally by the hour. We want to get all of them home, all of them back to their families where they belong.
A tentative deal has been reached to end the SAG-AFTRA's Hollywood actors' strike. The three-year contract agreement includes pay raises and safeguards for actors against artificial intelligence. MGM Resorts and the Las Vegas Culinary Workers Union also reaching a deal one day after the union agreement with Caesars. Wynn Resorts faces a strike deadline tomorrow morning. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway to find the cause of yesterday's massive explosion and fire at a chemical processing facility northeast of Houston. One worker was hospitalized with burns. New research shows a relationship between food allergies and heart disease.
University of Virginia researchers building on recent studies showing an association between red meat allergies and a higher risk of heart disease. It turns out it's not just red meat. What they found is that sensitization to at least one food allergen was associated with a significantly higher risk of dying of cardiovascular disease. The association to milk was the strongest, with up to four times the risk. And while those who exhibit allergy symptoms often avoid those foods, there's concern for those whose food allergies are symptom-free but still produce antibodies that increase the heart disease risk. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Picasso's Woman with a Watch sold for $139 million at Sotheby's. It's the most valuable art to be auctioned this year. The painting from 1932 was sold to an anonymous bidder. Victor Okendo, ABC News.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of proposed changes to Wisconsin election laws are before the Wisconsin Assembly today. Constitutional amendments up for a vote include a photo ID requirement and a ban on private money for elections. Those would go to a statewide referendum next year. The Assembly is also taking up a number of bills, which include a bipartisan measure to let local election officials start processing absentee ballots the day before Election Day. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are more than 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities throughout Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Walter Fisher, age 80, of Duluth, died on November 5th at home in Duluth, Minnesota. He is survived by his wife, Corey, of 57 years, and by his children, Scott, of Chanhazen, Minnesota, by Angeli Bonzer, of Chesapeake, Virginia, and by Matt, of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and survived also by his grandchildren. Visitation to be held Thursday, November 9th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a rosary starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Dougherty Funeral Home in Duluth, Minnesota. Massive Christian burial Friday, November 10th at 11 a.m. with a visitation starting at 10 a.m. at the St. Rose Catholic Church located in Proctor, Minnesota. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Fisher, age 80, of Duluth, Minnesota. Jean Calvert, 93, of Park Falls, passed away on Friday, October 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her daughter, Deborah Debbie Christie, by two grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces and nephews. A private burial will take place at the Winnemac Cemetery in Winnemac, Indiana. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jean Calvert, 93, Park Falls. Rose A. Sokolowski, 87, of Bruce, died on Friday, November 3rd at her home. Rose is survived by her four children, D. Eberhardt of Ogama, Sue Polacek of Phillips, by Ed Madlin of Glenflora, and by Ann Brockman of Bruce, survived also by her son-in-law, by her daughter-in-law, and by her brother, John Presnicki of Sheldon, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Massive Christian burial for Rose Sokolowski will be 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 11th, at Our Lady of the Sorrows Catholic Church in Ladysmith with Father Poppy Reddy Yaruva and Deacon Doug Sorensen officiating. Visitation from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday at the church. The Nash Jackin Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Rose A. Sokolowski, 87, of Bruce. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance of snow. Highs around 39. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight. Lows around 27. Cloudy skies. Chance of flurries tomorrow. High of 36. Cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry. Saturday, clouds on the increase by Sunday. Upper 30s. Saturday, mid 40s by Sunday. Another look at the short range. High of 39 this afternoon. Lows level off around 27 tonight. High of 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 39.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Embrace winter at J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Discover fly racing snowmobile riding gear for the entire family, along with top-notch helmets. Explore Chilton trailers and power up with a new Jiffy Ice Auger. We're your trusted sales and service dealer for all power sports and marine equipment. Visit us on Highway 182 and check out our Performance Power Sports showroom at Sugarbush Road inside the Sugarbush Bar. And yes, the bar is open. And J&A Services Marine and Power Sports is your home for quality and experienced service.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
With Black Friday appliance savings all month long at the Home Depot, we're making the holidays merrier by making holiday hosting easier with our lowest prices of the year on Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Get everything you need to store all your holiday favorites.
Dinner's ready.
And the leftovers. With top-brand kitchen appliances at a great value. Save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages, including top brands like Whirlpool, with Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers remain perfect since a season-opening loss.
Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey carried the 76ers offense in their sixth straight win, 106-103 over the Celtics. Sixers coach Nick Nurse.
That's the problem. We did some really good things that we wanted to do. We had a lot of things we didn't want to do happen as well. But, you know, it's kind of that time of year where we got to continue to clean up, you know, some of that.
Embiid had 27 points and 10 rebounds for the Sixers. Maxey finished with 25 points to help Philadelphia hand Boston its second straight loss since a 5-0 start. Kristaps Porzingis scored 29 points but missed a three-pointer in the final seconds. Jason Tatum had just 16 points for the Celtics. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other winners included Indiana, Philadelphia, Washington, Brooklyn, New York, Minnesota, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Miami. This is SRN Sports. Staying with the NBA, a full slate of games. Other winners included Phoenix, Toronto, Denver, and Sacramento. In the NHL, Claude Giroux had two goals and an assist as the Ottawa Senators scored three times in the third period to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-3. Maple Leafs forward John Tavares says they didn't play well enough.
Just too many mistakes that, you know, gives a team like that a lot of skill and speed, the opportunities to make some plays and execute. So, Just obviously have to cut down on the mistakes and just the level of detail we need consistently throughout 60 minutes.
Junis Corposalo made 27 saves for the Senators. Other winners were Florida and Los Angeles. One NCAA top 25 men's basketball game last night had number 10 Florida Atlantic defeating Loyola Chicago, the score 75-62. This is SRN Sports.
Giannis gets ejected from the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the Bucks and the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. Third quarter, Bucks up by 11, and Giannis takes it full court, slams down a signature dunk. The call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Giannis' third block, he's going to take it off.
After the bucket, Giannis followed up with a monster face and then a whistle foul. Number 34, technical for celebration.
And if they called a technical foul on Giannis, that's his second, and he would be gone for the game.
And he seems unapologetic about it. He's saying he's out.
What did he do?
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin after the game.
I thought he made a tremendous play, and he was extremely respectful to the refs. And, you know, I think I just got to do a better job of protecting him.
The final, Milwaukee 120, Detroit 118. The Bucks now head to Indiana to play the Pacers. Game time tonight, 6 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98 Cute Country.
This new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have a future anymore. But then we got history.
I love it.
98 Cute Country.
Picket fenced in, her heart's like a feather in a torso wing. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me, 'cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn
And we sit on the river and we fish all day. And we drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years I never thought she'd leave.
Chase Beckham, 23. So there's a toilet made of 18 karat gold. These four guys stole it. It was at Winston Churchill's place of birth. It's, well, it functions as a toilet, but really it is a toilet that is a work of art. And it's 18 karat gold. They stole the toilet. How much would an 18 karat gold toilet cost? I think this is undervalued, but I'll tell you coming up.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance of snow. Highs around 39. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight. Lows around 27. Cloudy skies. Chance of flurries tomorrow. High of 36. Cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry. Saturday, clouds on the increase by Sunday. Upper 30s. Saturday, mid 40s by Sunday. Another look at the short range. High of 39 this afternoon. Lows level off around 27 tonight. High of 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 39.
Hold up.
Hold up a second.
I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98 Q Country.
church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
get a line.
I get a pole.
We'll go
up we'll
fishing in the crawfish.
Down in
five
the
o'clock rocks. Poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter. Trouble on one hand, a beer and the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed. Just looking for a brand new way to get lost. Sun on four wheels turning. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say a word and I can't say a word. And if I don't come back, don't come looking.
table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some
Hubbard, back then, right now. I'm John St. John with you. So I was talking about this 18-carat toilet that was stolen. Four guys are charged of stealing it from Winston Churchill's place of birth. This toilet, this work of art, 18-carat gold toilet. It doesn't have a tank on it. It's one of those toilets that's fit into the wall with the piping, right? So this toilet, 18 karat, $6 million. That's why they stole the toilet. And they got caught. Doggone it.